From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. For the past 200 years, a sect of Hasidic Jews known as the Mudgetsers have become known for their thousands of beautiful melodies. One of the most prolific and respected Mudgetser artists lives in Brooklyn. For our series, Ecstatic Voices, Sacred Music in America, John Kalish visited the composer and talked to him about music's role in the synagogue and at home.
The role of music in Jewish life was elevated by a Polish rabbi known as the Baal Shem Tov, who's credited with founding the Hasidic movement in the 18th century. The Baal Shem Tov taught that melody is one of the paths to divine service.
One of the innovations of the Baal Shem Tov was to allow for greater musical expression during the prayers. Music became a very, very important ladder of ascent.
That's Rabbi Meir Fund, who leads his own congregation in Brooklyn.
There's a certain depth and aesthetic beauty in the Mudgetser melodies that really defies words, but that sets Mudgets apart as the pinnacle of Jewish Hasidic music.
Mudgets is the name of the town in Poland where the sect eventually settled. Today, by all accounts, the one living Mudgetser who has made the greatest contribution to music is 88-year-old Benzion Schenker. Sitting on a long porch crammed with Hasidic Jews during the holiday of Sukkot, Schenker sings for 2 hours. His connection to Mudgets began when he was a teenager. The Mudgetser Rebbe, or chief rabbi, had moved to Brooklyn as the Holocaust consumed much of Hasidic Jewry in Eastern Europe. On a Sabbath afternoon in 1941, the Rebbe noticed Schenker humming Hasidic melodies written out in a book.
The Rebbe couldn't believe that a kid at that age could read music. Turned around and said, asked me, you know how to read notes? I was all of 15 years old, and I said, a little. After that, I became what you call his musical secretary, actually. Anything he composed, I used to notate. He used to sing for me with things that he had in mind.
Schenker had not only studied music theory, he sang in a boys' choir and performed on his own radio show on a Yiddish station. A 13-year-old Schenker even made a record in 1938. Schenker grew up to become an ordained rabbi. He made his living in the garment and jewelry industries while composing Mudgetser melodies, or nagunim as they're known in Hebrew, some of which are used throughout the Jewish world. Schenker composed a melody for the Psalm of David, also known as the 23rd Psalm. Orthodox Jews sing it during the third meal of the Sabbath. The melody came to Schenker after he finished the third meal one day in 1946. This version of the Psalm of David was recorded by cantor Yitzhak Meir Helfgott and violinist Itzhak Perlman. Schenker himself recorded the first album of Hasidic music in 1956. A
he realized that these were like symphonies. These were like some of the greatest compositions ever written, and these were emblematic compositions for the Jewish people. And that's really where he wanted to put his efforts.
Hank Kosnetsky chairs the Contemporary Improvisation Department at the New England Conservatory of Music.
He doesn't call attention to himself, and yet as soon as he opens his mouth, everybody turns around and says, "What is that?" And it's his music that does it.
Though Schenker's music is largely unknown outside the Orthodox world, many Orthodox musicians take inspiration from it. Klezmer and bluegrass virtuoso Andy Statman is a neighbor of Schenker's and worships in the Mudgetzer synagogue with him.
In Mudgetz, the melodies are so powerful that you can reach really deep meditative states, and it's also a way of purifying yourself. This music is really set up for that.
Schenker served as the prayer leader in the Mudgetzer Synagogue in Brooklyn for more than 5 decades, but stopped on the advice of his doctor. But he has in no way retired.
I compose new material every year. I made 7 new songs this year. For the text that we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when those prayers come up, I'm the one that starts it. And the singing adds so much to the spirit of the prayers. I mean, when you sing it, you really understand it.
Benzion Schenker has composed some 500 nigunim, but he's particularly proud of a melody he composed 60 years ago for the biblical passage known as Woman of Valor, which is sung in observant Jewish households as the Sabbath arrives on Friday night. Schenker says when he walks home from the Mudgetzer synagogue, he hears it being sung in almost every Jewish home in his neighborhood. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
And we'd like to hear about sacred music in your community. Go to nprmusic.org and tell us about it. This is NPR.